News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
The Electoral Commission of Jamaica is to provide a plan within a month on how to ensure the maintenance of a clean voters list. This is one of several issues agreed on between the governing Jamaica Labour Party and the opposition People's National Party during the first sitting of the Vey Royal Talks at the University of the West Indies Regional Office on April 4. During the talks, both parties held frank and in-depth discussion on a number of important national issues, including crime, violence, and public safety, as well as important legislation proposed by the government. Particularly, it was agreed that several draft policies and bills would be shared for further discussions. A decision was also taken to consider the inclusion of private sector, church, and civil society groups periodically in the dialogue on crime, violence, and public order. Meanwhile, ground was broken last week for the expansion of the Ian Fleming International Airport in Boscobel, St. Mary. Speaking at the ceremony, Transport and Mining Minister Robert Montague noted that the first phase of the work will cost some $65 million and is expected to be completed within 6 months.
It entails the widening of our runway by 1.5 meters on each side of the runway, and the expansion of this building westwards so that it can accommodate and have a better flow through of passengers. The aim, I believe, is to have a flow through of about 90 persons per hour. And the immigration people will tell me that the square footage is going to have to be about 1,700 square foot in order to accommodate that.
Minister Montague says phase one will also see the creation of a turning circle and the removal of a mound obstructing aircraft operations at the west end of the runway. In the meantime, the Ministry of Labour and Social Security has signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU with two groups in Sudan to increase access to its Labour Market Information System LMIS for employers and job seekers. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry Colette Roberts-Risden says the agreement with the Sudan Chamber of Commerce and the Jamaica Hotel and Tourist Association JHTA will foster more employment opportunities for the parish while making a larger pool of qualified candidates available to employers.
We're trying to get our youth, our more vulnerable groups, into productive employment so that they can fend for themselves. We've been able to place 3,000 persons in jobs through this system. So if we continue to build partnerships like this all across the island, that 3,000 will soon become 10, 20, 30 as we grow.
The LMIS is a one-stop data and information source designed to satisfy the needs of job seekers and employers through its newly improved website. And President of the Caribbean Maritime University, CMU, Professor Fritz Pinnock, says the institution has plans to develop a special economic zone, SEC, in St. Thomas. Professor Pinnock says as the university moves ahead with plans to set up a campus in the parish, it is also looking at ensuring the institution will meet the needs of the logistics industry. He says the CMU has positioned itself to facilitate training where development is taking place.
So we're now looking at a 364-acre property. It will mean that we are going to set up a special economic zone. We are going to bring a new concept to education. We're not just there to educate people. We're there to educate people and do so productively. So we're there to, in other words, integrate education and business into one. So that would be a research and development center. It would be a center for production for the higher-end part of advanced manufacturing.
Professor Pinnock was speaking in an interview with GIS News. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjuri James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Ladies, are you between the ages of 18 to 25? Poised, talented, and culturally aware? Then sign up now for your chance to be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Submit your entries by Monday, April 16, 2018. Win over $1 million in cash and prizes. Represent your parish and help build Jamaica. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or social media pages or any JCDC parish office. You could be the next Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Enter now.